The future of Bill Belichick as the UNC football coach is very much in the air right now, and that's just after five games. Several reports have come out throughout the course of this week that have cast Bill Belichick and the entire UNC football program really in a negative light, and certainly UNC is having to deal with the divided locker room at the very least. Joining us now from the North Carolina Sports Network and chapelboro.com, it's David Glenn. David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Good to be with you again.
Good to be with you. So based on what came out last night with the one-sentence statements each from Bubba Cunningham and Bill Belichick, did that do anything in your mind to think that Bill Belichick will be on the sidelines next week against Cal?
I think he will be there against Cal. I think odds are he completes this season. And then I think UNC's decision-makers and Bill Belichick himself have to decide what they're interested in moving forward. As you know, this was an unconventional hire, right? It was not UNC's athletic director, Bubba Cunningham, who hired Bill Belichick. Board of Trustees members went out of their way to poke their noses in places where they don't have any expertise and where they probably should not have been poking their noses. And for better or for worse, that led to the hiring of Bill Belichick. But, you know, there's a lot at stake financially here, you know. For Carolina to fire Bill Belichick, it would cost $20 million at the end of this year. Who knows? Maybe he wants to leave. Maybe he says, I want my $20 million if I'm going to leave. But the Tar Heels, one thing everybody can agree on, they've been one of the worst Power Four football teams of the last decade plus. And that's not just my opinion. That is backed up by all sorts of analytics and obviously some final scores on the scoreboard as well.
You mentioned the economic factor of this. It felt like there were steps being taken yesterday highlighting various recruiting violations. I don't know how you can get recruiting violations in this day and age. It felt like that may have been an attempt for UNC to escape that $20 million payment here. What does UNC have to do to dismiss Bill Belichick with cause?
Yeah, I mean, you're putting your finger on that very important legal term, with cause. For those who don't know, if you get fired simply for not winning enough or for not directing the program towards success in some broader sense, you get your buyout. If you get fired for cause, which could mean anything from personal misconduct, criminal misconduct, but also NCAA rules violations on a significant scale, if you're fired with cause, you don't get any of your buyout. And it's actually become more and more common. I've covered college sports in almost 40 years, and it was really rare for a school to try to get itself off the hook of a buyout by saying, well, we're firing you with cause because of this violation of NCAA rules and this other one. I feel comfortable saying this. An assistant coach giving sideline passes to parents, while that is an NCAA violation, the idea that would be justifiably firing somebody with cause, I think would be laughed out of the courtroom when Bill Belichick's attorneys sued, if it came to that. So, but it's not an uncommon tact if a school wants to get off the hook. And again, $20 million is a lot of money. I don't believe Carolina has $20 million to buy out Bill Belichick. So, of course, if they're unhappy, they're going to explore everything. But as you also know, Jeff, it is a very strange power hierarchy at UNC right now. You have a chancellor. You have some board of trustees members who have inappropriately gotten involved in sports to a reckless and ridiculous degree. And you have an outgoing athletic director, Bubba Cunningham, and an incoming athletic director, Steve Newmark, who really weren't the primary forces behind the hiring of Bill Belichick. So it's a mess over there right now on the field, and it might even be a bigger mess off the field.
Reading some of the reports this week reminded me of being a reader of the ACC Area Sports Journal in 2003 in a certain article that you wrote regarding Matt Doherty, and that played a role in Matt Doherty being dismissed, and whatever term you want to use, Roy Williams was the head coach of the Tar Heels. When I read reports this week about fights breaking out in the locker room, I thought that's the point of no return. I'm certain that's happened before at locker rooms all across the state and around the country between players, because that's what happens with human beings. But when it starts getting out in the public, that is a whole nother story.
member, that was abusive behavior from the coach toward his own players. And that's a different type of thing that I think rises to an even higher level than, let's say, you know, returning Carolina football players have had a divide against the 70 new football players. I think that kind of thing is far more common than, you know, emotional abuse from a superior to or other coach to an athlete. Again, the Doherty scenario. So I don't think player division is a fireable offense with cause, meaning you can always fire somebody. You just have to pay their buyout. You know, Bill Belichick made a really crazy hire in offensive coordinator Freddie Kitchens. It was strange at the time. He didn't have much of a track record with Freddie. Freddie has been around for 27 years in the coaching world and had rarely been a coordinator and or a play caller. And even that was in the NFL on an interim basis many years ago. You know, Bill Belichick's a defensive guru, and he hired his most weird hire was the offensive coordinator. You're expert on the other side of the ball. And, of course, Carolina has the most anemic passing attack of any Power Four school in the country. So there's a lot of weird from the stuff you just brought up to the stuff that I just brought up. But that doesn't get the Carolina folks off the hook if they want to move on from Bill Belichick. I think the more likely scenario is see how the rest of this season plays out. I don't know how the Tar Heels are going to improve under these bizarro circumstances. I can't imagine what those players are saying to each other, to their coaches. This is a mess. But I don't think they can hand. I don't think they'll have resolution on the off the field mess until the end of the year. Although I'm sure there's going to be a lot of conversations between now and then.
I was racking my brain yesterday as it was just mentally exhausting trying to keep up with all this. And it got pretty crazy around 2011, having to deal with the various UNC scandals in various sports. But that stuff has happened before at other places. I can't recall anything as crazy as this in this state. I truly can't. Mm. In terms of sports, I mean, there been some weird. I mean, there was an attempt to bring Adolph Rupp as the Duke basketball coach in the mid-70s, and that was weird. But this just takes it to a whole new level.
Well, I don't know if this meets the definition of irony or not, but the same people who went out of their way to try to hire Bill Belichick, again, John Pryor and others getting involved in sports as members of the Board of Trustees, many of those same people want North Carolina to get an invitation from the Southeastern Conference in part by improving its football program so that an invitation would come in this next round of realignment and expansion whenever it does come, maybe by the end of this decade. Well, of course, SEC football has had every scandal you can possibly imagine, from NCAA violations to coaches and 20-something-year-old girlfriends to canceled documentaries to infighting in the locker room. I mean, it's very SEC-like,
yes,
the chaos that is happening in UNC in the football program right now. So in that sense, the Tar Heels would fit right in to the old SEC.
Yes.
But I share your sentiment that it's certainly rare to see this level of chaos anywhere in our state over the years.
Yes, and perhaps as a tribute to that, Bobby Petrino will be coaching the Arkansas Razorbacks this weekend. So, Dave Glenn on his Harley-Davidson, I believe, talking to us today, if I'm not mistaken. Hope you get that reference. Anyway, thank
God
you so
much.
David is with the North Carolina Sports Network, chapelboro.com. Thank you so much, David. It's always an honor.
Always fun, Jeff. Take care.